lesson this morning. And before anybody says anything to me at the end of services, I know I got one of the songs wrong. I'm sorry about that. Like I said, my mind's not been here today. 392 will be our song for the lesson.
See this number this morning. If you have your Bible, if you'll turn with me to Ecclesiastes in the 5th chapter, that's where we'll begin our study. Ecclesiastes chapter 5. And if you're visiting with this church family, we're delighted to have you in our study. Encourage you to get your Bible and study along. In a few moments, we'll stand and sing the song that's been suggested. If you've never put on Christ in baptism, all things have been made ready, where you can confess Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the living God, and be immersed for the remission of sins. Or if you need to repent and you need to make your life right with Christ, we'll be praying that you'll come and do so this very morning. In Ecclesiastes chapter 5, read with me verse 1. Walk prudently when you go to the house of God and draw near to hear, rather than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they do not know that they do evil. When you go through the Bible, the Word of God, you'll find the importance of public worship can never be overemphasized. If you will but go back and read the book, even in the old or new, you will see that reverence for God is of the utmost importance. And you'll find that reverence for the God of heaven in worship is demanded. Solomon, when he is writing the book of Ecclesiastes, in all of his wisdom and in his search for life under the sun, found out many things. But one thing that he found out was the fault of worshiping God in the wrong way with the wrong manner. And in Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 1, he talks about the sacrifice of fools in comparison to those that walk prudently. The first thing I want us to talk about in our study this morning is the place specified. When you go back to the Old Testament, you'll remember they worshipped in the house of God. And that was in reference to the tabernacle in Exodus 25. They were to assemble together in the place that God directed, whether it be the tabernacle or later on in the temple in Jerusalem that was erected by Solomon himself. And it is in the temple in Jerusalem that is in the mind of the man of God at this time. He said they were to go to the temple to worship. But the second thing I want to keep in your mind was not only were they to worship in the house of God, but the place was where the word was kept. It was in the temple that the tablets of stone that contained the law was kept. And this was recognized by all the Jews at that particular time. That is where the law was kept, was in the temple of God. Then you'll find that there was a divine manifestation of God. It was here that God said, I will dwell. It is where His name was recorded. And so the people of that day understood that when you went to the temple was a manifestation of God. The divine presence of God was in that house. But thirdly, they recognized it was a holy exercise. It was a place of holy activity under the direction of the law given at that particular time. They were to follow the law of Moses in worship. They were to follow the law that God had given them. They were to keep the commandments of God when they worshiped God. But they were to do so with reverence. But that brings up another thought in our study. Look at the attendance referred to. Take note of the fact they were to attend this place. Notice the statement, when you go. Underscore that. I want us to recognize that when they went, they were to gather by law to worship God. And they were to do that at least twice a year. And they were demanded to go. But I want you to recognize something else. Take note of the course that these individuals did. They were to do so prudently. Notice he says, walk prudently when you go to the house of God. In other words, keep your foot. This reveals the course they were to take. And notice what else? And draw near to hear. Underscore that. They were to go to hear the Word of God. So when I look at the Old Testament and I see references to them going to the tabernacle or going to the temple, I see that they were to do so prudently, with reverence, drawing near to hear the Word, and not to offer the sacrifice of fools. They were to go with a heart that was ready to see the awesomeness of God and to revere Him. But you know what that leads us to our day? From that we learn the following. First of all, now the place one must be as specified in the law of our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't go to the tabernacle in Jerusalem, but we gather together as the church. The house of God is not this building. This building is just four walls. But the house of God is the people. We are the people of God that make up the local church. In the Ephesian letter and the third chapter, we understand that we come together for the reason to glorify God. In Ephesians 3:21, Paul said, in Him, or to Him, be the glory in the church. Underscore church. When I come together with the other saints of God, it's to worship God. It's to give God glory. Where do I do it? When we come together. As a collectivity, we are the body of Christ giving reverence to God. Then if you take your Bible, turn to 1 Peter chapter 2. And when you come to 1 Peter chapter 2, look if you will at verse 5. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5, Peter brings out something else. He says, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you've been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. We come together as the family of God in 1 Peter 1:5 with genuine faith. But in 1 Peter 2:5, notice he says that we come as living stones being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. I come with genuine faith this morning in Jesus Christ. And I've come to offer up spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God. I do not want to be like the man in Ecclesiastes 5 who is foolish and not offering up spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable. There are some sacrifices that are unacceptable to God. And so I recognize the house is the church. The place to meet is not specified. We could do it anywhere, in any building. In John 4:24, He freed the place as far as Jerusalem or the temple. It can be in any city or building. The place is not important. What is important is the people that we have assembled together as the church of the living God. But that brings up something else. Think about the fact that we are to be doing spiritual activities. It is a place where the law of the Lord is preserved, loved, and obeyed. In 1 Peter chapter 4, you remember that when Peter was writing, he said in verse 11, "If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God." That is what we're to speak, God's Word. And we're to practice only spiritual things directed by the God of heaven. The body is a spiritual body, and the activities we do are spiritual activities. We've not come together today to partake in carnal things. We've not come together today to partake in that which is fun, just to have a good time. We've come together because we reverence God. We've come together because we love God. We've come together because we are in awe of God. And because we love God, and we're in awe of God, and we reverence God, we're going to do exactly what God says. We're not going to add to His Word. We're not going to take away from His Word. We're not going to change worship to be about us. But we recognize worship is about Him. That we are worshiping the Almighty, the true and living God. And when I worship the Almighty, true and living God, my heart pours out spiritual sacrifices, recognizing how great He is to save a filthy sinner like me. You look in the Bible in the book of Acts in the 2nd chapter. You remember in Acts chapter 2 that after the day of Pentecost, they were talking in verse 42, and notice what the Bible says. They continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. That's what they continue to do. You know, that's what we still do. We continue in what God's Word has revealed. If you have your Bible, turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And when you come to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, look, if you will, at verse 17. In verse 17, notice that there are some that came together for the wrong purpose. And notice, Paul does not praise them for coming together for the wrong purpose. In verse 17, he said, "Now in giving these instructions, I do not praise you, since you came together not for the better, but for the worse." Anytime I come together for a reason other than to worship God in the house of God, which is the church of God, then I've come for the wrong purpose. I've come to give Him honor and reverence. It's in the church that Paul said in Ephesians 3:21 that glory belongs to Christ. So this morning we've come with the idea of giving reverence to God. We're not trying to change the house of God into something it ought not be. We're trying to do exactly what God's Word has revealed. But that brings up something else. And here we see a great lesson. Look at the attendance of our day. Now you think about how some people just don't want to walk prudently to serve God. And I want you to think about how we come. Some, they come for an hour and they just drift and drop by. And before long, they lose their faith because they've not come to the house of God to worship. If you don't come and see how great God is and what God has done for you, it's easy for your faith to slip. It's easy for you to slip away from God. And notice how we have come is very important. We must see more than just the fact that we are to attend. We must be careful with our feet and with our ears. We go with serious intent. Do you recognize, my friend, that this is the most important thing you're going to do all week is worship God? I don't care if you're the President of the United States making decisions and policies about other countries. Worshiping God is the most important thing one does. And this will be the most important thing one does all week. We come with serious intent to worship God. But then we go with intent to learn, with intent to hear. In Ecclesiastes 5, when he said, when you go, walk prudently. In other words, go seriously and draw near to hear. Listen to what's being taught. Go with the intent to put into practice things taught from the Holy Book. You know, one thing that's missing in our day is reverence of God. People don't fear God. People don't reverence God. People don't glorify God. But I'll tell you something, my beloved friend. The purpose of the local church is to give God glory. We are to offer up spiritual sacrifices. And the result of our leaving will determine on the way we attend. Did we come as a sincere worshiper of God? Did we come to hear the Word, or did we come just to put our time in so we can hit the door running? If we're not sincere, then our worship is as the fool. What did he say? He said, the foolish offer sacrifices, and they do not know they do evil. Why? Because they're not giving reverence to God. Let us, in our worship, reverence the God of heaven. If you're here this morning and you need to obey the gospel, we pray that you'll walk steadily forward and make your life right as together we stand.